Our guest in the cafe this morning is Emily Glass of Sulphur Springs, and Emily and her husband are the proprietors of the venue at 219 in downtown Sulphur Springs, and of course, Emily, former mayor of Sulphur Springs. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we talk with Emily every few weeks to see what's going on in Sulphur Springs. And Emily, just like everybody else, Sulphur Springs ISD scrambling to get their schedule ready for the fall, and they have decided to start later than what was originally intended, correct?
Yes. We have a September 1st start date now versus starting in August like years in the past. I think the school district's done a phenomenal job of trying to stay in communication with the parents, which as a parent, I really, really appreciate. And I know these are very unprecedented times, and you know, things can sometimes change daily as to what the new plan's going to be based on what's happening at that time.
And this, of course, this hits home with you because you've got three little ones at home.
Yes.
And so that's it, and two of them of school age, right?
Yes.
So that's a challenge for any parent, but someone especially as busy and active as you are, to take care of the kids at home, and then also all the other things that you're responsible to do.
Right, and they did actually also change the time of the school day for this upcoming school year by just a few minutes on either side, with a 7:50 start time and 3:35 end of day time, to kind of help make up for some of the delay of starting in September versus August.
Right, so longer. I read that would be for the elementary schools.
Yes, by 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then they have built in 22 makeup days, if need be, into June.
Essentially, all of June appears to be a makeup day, which hopefully we don't ever have to use.
Right.
But it is nice that they have planned for that in case.
Yeah, and then the parents have a choice as to whether they want their kids to go back into the classroom or continue to have online or distant learning.
Right. Kind of what fits the need for each individual family, if they're going to be participating in face-to-face classroom instruction or virtual learning. So it's just another way that the school has really tried to adapt to meet the needs of all families.
Okay. So again, that looks like they will be starting Tuesday, September 1st, and that's a delay of about 10 days in what was originally planned. So City Council looking for a $500,000 grant. I think that's a federal grant, right? To make further improvements to downtown Sulphur Springs.
Yes, I'm always in favor of seeking funds outside of the normal tax base. So I think this would be a wonderful opportunity. Of course, like with any grant, there's no guarantee that the city is actually going to receive it. But Tori, who's the community development director, he does a phenomenal job of really trying to be proactive of seeking grants that the city needs and will be able to really utilize. And I think that this would be a fantastic one, particularly because where they're looking to fund additional ramps and sidewalks, it's going to be where the new senior citizens building is intended to be on Oak Avenue.
I see. And the intent is, if they get the grant, is to try to make it more accessible for handicapped people.
Absolutely.
And but again, if you haven't been to downtown Sulphur Springs in the past few years, you need to visit. They've already done some pretty remarkable things, but this would just make it better, I guess, if that grant comes through. We're talking with Emily Glass, and Emily is the proprietor of the venue at 219, a very nice place to meet, hold events in downtown Sulphur Springs. You mentioned the Senior Center. I saw they're needing volunteers there at the Senior Center.
Yes. So particularly with Meal a Day, it's a fantastic service. It's such a low-cost service, meeting a lot of needs in our community for $2 a day or $2 per meal, however often you wish to receive them. And people are able to receive meals at their home, dropped off by volunteers, cooked by volunteers. It's just simply $2 per meal. Karen Weatherman is over the Senior Center and Meal a Day. She is an angel on earth. She's wonderful, and she really tries to make sure that there's enough food in there to potentially last somebody two meals who is receiving this meal. She does a great job of having a lot of variety in these meals, but there are a lot of people receiving them because they are delicious. And so there are a lot of routes that need filled by drivers. They need people to help with cooking in the kitchens as well, because it's a lot of food to prepare. And it really truly thrives and survives on volunteers helping out with this.
Mm-hmm. And the whole situation with the coronavirus apparently has not been helpful for that program.
Absolutely. A lot of the volunteers are elderly, and so they're naturally in that higher risk category. And so they're really trying to seek some younger volunteers who have no underlying health conditions to help with this, to help these programs continue and to survive.
We'll make a link to that story if people are interested, and if you've got time, then that would be a great thing to do. And then we're almost out of time here, but looks like Hopkins County Stew event is going forward as almost as normal, Saturday, October 24th, maybe a few minor changes. But
there will be a few tweaks, but this is one of my very favorite events in town, and it's wonderful. It draws thousands of people each year, so it's still planned for October 24th. It's always the fourth Saturday in October.
Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you.
Emily Glass, the proprietor of the venue at 219 and former mayor of Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.